Doc, there's a hole where something was. Doc, there's a hole where something was.
Hi, I'm also here.
And we chose this song today because, yeah, you got it. Fall Out Boy was playing at When We Were Young Festival alongside My Chemical Romance, and those were two significant bands playing because they appeared in a Tumblr post from 2015 along with Dan and Phil. And it was pretty serendipitous for a few reasons that they were paired together and that Dan and Phil were also in the same location. So Dan and Phil made a commemorative video to note that confluence of events. And Chronically Online people, if you haven't seen it yet, go and rush towards it. It's pretty special.
Is that all you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Herstory in the studio today being discussed.
It's also 15 years of Bad Romance.
Oh, yeah. If we have time, we might play Bad Romance at some point. Okay, it's 4:06. This is Joanne Twinkdeath and Mixtape. And you are listening to Screech at 91.5
WMFO.
Medford Deaf Freeform Radio. And now for a short PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio.
That was super epic.
Thank you.
I think I might keep sprinkling details of the story in throughout the rest of our show.
We have a nose for the news.
I did it so poorly. It was also 15 years since Dan and Phil met. That's one tidbit. I'll keep them coming for the rest of the hour.
I can't wait. So this is our second week of Screech, and we're still working on like our weekly segments, but one new weekly segment that we want to introduce is our sound of the week. So DJ Mixtape, would you introduce our sound of the week?
Should I give the backstory or no? Just the sound?
I think we should present the sound and then explain it.
Okay. Meow.
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 And then... would you like to give some context?
I don't think I'm very good at that. I think it's up to you.
Okay. Okay. So sound of the week is intended to be like an onomatopoeia. So this week it's meow.
Meow.
Which is a meow, but it's a meow with a specific tone. Mm-hmm. And again, we are chronically online, and it's with the tone of the girl in the video, if you've seen it, where it's Winnie the Pooh dressed up as the Easter Bunny. And then at the end, she decries the 4th of July.
Freak the 4th of July.
Yes, as they say.
As they should say.
Exactly. Okay, and now I think we wanted to talk about our Halloween costumes.
Yeah, I started mine today, and I'm pretty excited about it. Or I have two. One is Dewey Finn from School of Rock. Pretty amazing movie. I watched it while I was having an MRI once, and it was the best MRI of my life. And I'm also going to be one of the lesbians in the conversion camp from Fun I'm a Cheerleader, and also the Silk Chiffon music video.
And then I desperately need to start working on my costumes, but hopefully I'll be one of the like camp counselors in Fun I'm a Cheerleader, so we can go together in that way. And then maybe Freddie Mercury. I was him a couple years ago, but we'll see. And then maybe there's this like B movie, like horror movie that was at the Somerville Theater like 2 years ago.
What's it called?
It's called Frankenhooker. It's pretty bad, but also like really stuck with me, and I'd like to be the eponymous character in that.
No way, you just said eponymous at 4 a.m.
Why not? Why not?
You're right.
So yeah, but deeply excited for Halloween. Big things coming. Big things. We will report on how Halloween is going next week.
Next, wait, all right. And it'll be after a pretty special event during the week that you guys will probably be jealous of.
Yeah, deeply jealous.
Yeah, deeply jealous.
If you know, you know.
We'll explain. We don't gatekeep.
But anyways, in honor of Halloween, we've queued up two Halloween-y type songs.
Yeah. One's pretty, like, on the nose, Halloween.
Yeah, I think our first one is pretty...
It's deeply Halloween.
Deeply on the nose. Would you care to tell us what that deeply on the nose song is?
Of course. It's Halloween. It's Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers.
And let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's get right into it.
Asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be
I was floating above my bed. Like a body in a river, in a car. And the only sound in my head was a dying cricket in a jar. And I saw little beams of light come into the bedroom from underneath the door. And they crawled under my sheets.
Just listen to?
So first we listened to Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers off her Punisher album. And then Twink Death, would you like to take us home?
Sure. Then we listened to Flowers Grow Out of My Grave by Dead Man's Bones.
And who is in that band?
It's Ryan Gosling's band from like 2009. I think this is the only album they released. But it's very good.
Yeah. Absurd.
And like this weird, like, spooky... I think they played all the instruments themselves.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I was sick.
Shout out Ryan Gosling. Struggling actor. Needs the press.
We're super nice like that.
So, what exciting things have been going on in your life this week?
Well, I cleaned my room for the first time in so long, and it's so gorgeous now.
OMG, huge news. Hard-hitting journalism here at Screed.
Tell us more? Okay.
Please do.
So, I have this rug, right? And I got it from Target. And it's, like, probably every color you could think of. And one out of context may think that it's ugly per se, but it's not in the context of my room, because my room is developing into a beautiful little princess sanctuary, and I have some wall art emerging. Twink Death got me a print at the Indigenous Peoples Day celebration at Tufts last weekend that is on my wall, a little off-centered but pretty epic nonetheless. Twink Death, tell us about your room.
That's Joanne Twink Death to you. Sorry. I don't know. I like my room. I think in my 4 years here, I've learned to invest in your room. If you're like me, you spend a lot of time in there.
don't assume our audience is composed of misanthropes.
I mean, if you're listening at 4:20 a.m. there's a couple options. But yeah, I have a lot of wall art. It's fun. I have a wall devoted to bird, actually two walls devoted to bird art. I like birds.
Birds.
And then I have another wall devoted to flower art.
flower.
And then another wall devoted to, like, weird, colorful, abstract art.
That's you in a nutshell, really.
That is me in a nutshell. And then I have stuffed animals, and I have a papier-mâché cow that sits on my floor and brings me much joy. but in honor of that, we've got some room-themed songs.
Yeah.
Because we like doing bits and segments here at Screech.
We're nothing if not segment-pilled.
We're so segment-pilled. But I bet you didn't even know. I bet it felt so organic to you.
You were like, oh, they're just yapping about their rooms.
For no reason.
For no reason.
No, there was a grand design this whole time.
Never trust anyone.
That being said, I think this song is also kind of Halloween-y, so it's a nice transition.
Is it?
A little bit, the intro. Mm. But this is In My Room by Nancy Sinatra.
Get into it.
In my room, way at the end of the hall, I sit and stare at the wall. Each day is just like the last, for I live in the past. In my room, where every night is the same, I play a dangerous game. I keep pretending he's late, and I sit and I wait. Over there is the picture we took when he made me his bride. Over there is the chair where he held me whenever I cried. Over there by the window, the flowers he left
have all died.
In my room, way at the end of the hall, I sit and I stare at the wall, hating how lonely I've grown.
Sleep, girls just wanna have fun like the Cindy Lee.
my time sending you mixed messages, spelling them out in tears. I'll never forget anything. It's been you dancing around you all the late night. I'm brand new when we're dancing around your room.
Yourself. By God, what have I done?
Letting the days go by.
have the best of times. They're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. For we are always what our situations hand us. It's either sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise and realize that nothing's ever changed. Separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. And though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. Similarities. It's either sadness or euphoria.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So we just listened to two songs about rooms. So that was In My Room by Nancy Sinatra and
Around Your Room by Kississippi.
And then after that, in honor of Parents Weekend, we each played a song loosely inspired by our parents.
I played Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads off their Stop Making Sense album. Live recording of that show. And fun fact about my parents, my dad once met David Byrne in an airplane and he was super awkward.
And then I hear tell that
it's
a significant time for the Talking Heads.
So like today, like so many other things about October 19th, that was the 40th anniversary of the release of the concert film Stop Making Sense, iconic and incredible. And you?
Yeah, and then after that we listened to Summer Highland Falls by Billy Joel. My parents have seen him many times in concert. I think it's a relative deep cut for him, but was always a family favorite. Although my parents disagree over the meaning of the song.
What do you think it means?
I tend to agree with my dad, and I think it's a couple realizing that a relationship is over and grappling with that. Which maybe thematically ties into our next song.
And who is that by?
Who is that by? That's by Kevin Atwater. Why Did You Invite Me to Your Wedding? So we've got a couple more songs queued up.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and yap some more later. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
message last night around one. You're getting married and you want me to come. You miss me a lot and the wedding's next month. I think you were drunk, you spelled wedding wrong. I used to break wishbones and pray that you liked me. I went to away games to pretend I liked fighting. You scanned the crowd for my face with your eyes. Maybe I was in love, or you were just nice. I rush kinda like the old times after all of these years. I still cross your mind, or maybe you thought you'd reach out to be nice. But why do you invite me in the middle of the night? Do you remember when you thought your dad was dying? I ran to your house in the middle of the night. When you found out he wasn't, caught in the moment, I kissed you and then you got quiet. You could have hurt me, it would have been easy. We were that age where boys started being mean to be mean. But you took my hand and asked me to dance to nothing and never brought it up again. If I saw you, what would I say? Would we act like we can't see that nothing's the same? We used to make fun of kids marrying young, but it's not as funny when it's someone you loved. I wanna call you with a hand in my pants and let you say drunk little things you'll regret. But I'd just be the reason that somebody cries. But then why'd you invite me in the middle of the night? I'll never know why, 'cause I'll never reply. So you can just stay nice in the back of my mind.
Just spend my life not knowing. crash down, clouds fly by. Then still warm, but I turn cold now. Stride down, cross pass by. The years go on, love finds new meaning. Sky comes down. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
So we just listened to four songs. We did Why Did You Invite Me to Your Wedding by Kevin the Atwater. Then Kokomo, Indiana by Japanese Breakfast, with a brief intrusion by Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, for which I apologize profusely.
It was kind of artistic when it comes down to it.
Yeah, deeply artistic, yeah. Deeply intentional. Then White Meadow by Blade and Echo 2K, and then Heathers by Insignificant Other.
Yes. Thank you all for listening. Now we are going to move on to some songs about yearning. And this was inspired by the off-Broadway production of Romeo and Juliet that's currently happening in New York City right now, starring Rachel Zegler and, of course, the incomparable Kit Connor. What do you know about Kit Connor, Joanne?
Many things.
Name one.
Oh, well, he's British, so there's that.
He also co-stars in the teen, but now adult, comedy TV show on Netflix called Heartstopper, Ooze and Oz.
Yeah, I think we might have a hit on our hands, folks.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on those kids.
But I'm personally dying to see Romeo and Juliet.
Me
I'd
too.
Go through heck to see Romeo and Juliet. yeah, love Kit Connor, love Rachel Zegler, love Jack Antonoff. Shout out to all three.
Why not?
Why not? Why not? Please, please let me see Romeo and Juliet. Please!
Exactly like that.
Yeah. And transfer that emotion to anything you want, really.
Yeah. Yearning is a powerful force, I think.
Mm-hmm. A force for good.
Yeah, find some time in your week for yearning, whatever it may be for.
And let this next song help you out.
But probably we're done talking, so this has been a Twink Tape production.
Clacky TY.
All right. See y'all next week.
His window's already passed, so he's shooting at the glass, keeping guns in his locker, and he denies it. Like it's actually important, but he likes a shorted watch. I'm showing up wearing black and eating on that. His daddy's on death row, but I'll say it with his chest out. His friends moved out, he hasn't tried coke, but he's always had a problem saying no. His older brother backed a valedictorian. His mother said he's screaming, he should be more like him.